Hi everyone, welcome to People I Almost Know. I'm Michelle, and my guests today are my parents, my aunt, my nephew, and two of his friends. So instead of an interview today, I have a query session, and that's something that I do on my blog. It's where I ask people random questions, ask everybody the same question, and see how their answers are, you know, the same or different, or, you know, it's really interesting to see how people will approach a single question and lots of different viewpoints and everything. And I thought it'd be neat to, on vacation, to talk to people in a generation older than me, my parents' age and my aunt's age, and then the generation below me, which is my nephew's and his friend. And I was really interested to see how they would answer the questions like each other or different from each other. And in some cases, I was right in my predictions, and in some cases, I was wrong, and I thought that was really neat. I did the interviews separately, but I've merged the answers back together for our purposes here to make it easier. So I hope it's not too choppy. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this. It's something I like to do in the future. If anybody has questions that they would like to submit for future queries, I would love that because I'm always running out of questions. But I hope you enjoy this. It was a lot of fun, and I hope it's a lot of fun to listen to. All right, so you can introduce who you are if you want, and say, you don't have to say your age. So here's what's going to happen is I'm going to have you guys do it, and then I'm going to have the boys do it. I just kind of want to see what the difference is between the answers between, you know, grown folks and the 14, 15-year-old
kids. Shouldn't you separate Martha from us?
Don't listen to that.
Now, I mean, he's got a point there.
How old are you?
I'll be 78 in December.
Generational.
That's true, but that's okay. I'm going
to
say over 50s and the under 20s.
Right.
You don't have to act young. You can only act exactly your age.
Okay.
Or how your mentally age is. Are y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay, you want to just introduce yourself?
You start.
Tom Moran.
Jackie Moran.
Martha Wood.
I'm Caleb and I'm 15.
I'm Hayden and I'm 15.
I'm Ethan and I'm 16.
Okay, so here's the first question. What one piece of advice would you offer a newborn infant?
Smile, sweetie, smile.
That's a good one. I think this is a hard question.
It is. It really is. Don't sweat the small stuff.
No, that's good.
Again, I wouldn't, because she wouldn't understand, but the same somebody that was old enough to understand, paint your own picture.
That's a good one.
Like, assuming they know what we're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Go to school and stay in school.
Touch the oven.
Don't touch the oven. Okay. What shapes us more, nature or nurture?
Nurture.
Well, do you know what we mean by that, nature or nurture? Like, nature would be you're born with your personality, and that's how you're going to turn out. And nurture would be what you're taught in by your parents and in school and stuff like that. So which is more important? Do you think you're more going to be who you are since you're, you know, born with your personality, or more because of what other people teach you?
I think both.
Both? You still say nurture?
Yeah. I have
no idea. No idea?
Nurture.
Nurture?
Mm-hmm.
Nature.
What did you say?
Nature.
I kind of think it's a combination.
Well, it is, but she said more.
Yeah. What, more?
Well, why do you think nurture more?
Because it teaches you how to act and how to behave. And if you go to the animals, most of those are wild, and you don't want wild children.
Okay, so no matter what your nature is, you can be taught to act in a certain way and control that. Why do you think more... little more on nature.
Studies have shown on twins that were separated at birth that they seem to be very similar, no matter what environment they were raised in.
Okay, what crazy activity would you do if your safety was guaranteed?
I would do one of those zip lines.
Would you? I would like to do zip line too. Mine is parachuting.
War.
Really?
War.
How come?
it's an experience that it's a club that a few people have participated in. It was an experience that I missed, and I think it changes you.
But would you be willing to, like, you know, kill for that experience?
No. But you
it's just like if there was no consequences whatsoever.
If there was no consequences.
That's interesting. What about you?
Well, I just think I'm too old to be daring.
What crazy activity would you do if your safety was guaranteed?
Climb Everest.
Mm, really?
I would do anything because I plan on doing stuff like that.
Base jumping.
Yeah. Jumping off in one of those squirrel suits up a mountain.
I'd jump off like a skyscraper.
Yeah.
Go through the streets.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What do you think is the greatest invention in your lifetime?
Hmm. Ooh.
The computer.
Hmm.
I would have said the wheel, but y'all don't know how old I really was.
How about you, Amart?
I don't know. Which is, I mean, there's been so many fascinating things in my life. New things.
Like, when you were a little kid, what was it like?
What was it like?
What kind of stuff did we not have? Microwaves, didn't have.
You didn't have microwaves. I don't think you had electric stoves.
Really?
No, and you had ice boxes instead of refrigerators. And so, I mean, see, I've just seen so many things.
Hmm. Interesting.
Airplanes.
Cars, right? You had cars.
We had, well, now, my mother and father had a car, but I lived with the grandparents for a while, and they didn't have a car. We horse and buggy, baby.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. But not cool if I had to do it.
But it was. It was cool.
What about you?
Semiconductor.
What's a semiconductor?
Yeah, like now he's over my head. I know what that is, but...
started the new wave of electronics that led to computers and downsizing and all that kind of stuff like that, where everything was tube before that. But it was an important invention because, you know, you said that was came about after we were born.
Yeah, yeah, in our lifetime. Cool.
And I think bathrooms were fascinating, too. And toilet paper, not corn cobs.
Gross.
See, they didn't invent that. They already had that before you were born.
No.
They had flushing toilets before you were born.
Well, I guess they did up north if we didn't have it down the farm.
No, but I'm talking about, I think she's, because I just said air conditioning. I mean, refrigeration.
Yeah.
Refrigeration.
Really?
You know, just refrigeration as a whole is changed.
Well, I said refrigerators. Mm-hmm. We had the ice boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they would deliver the ice every day or every other day whenever we needed it.
World's come a long way. What do you think is the greatest invention in your lifetime since you've been born?
Light bulb.
Yeah, but you were born.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. My bad. I just went straight to thinking.
Yeah, so like what it was. Actually, that's real good. Nobody else said that, but it's true.
In our lifetime. Oh.
Well, if you want to say, since you guys are so young, if you want to say, let's say in the last 100 years, let's say even since 1900. So you can say light bulb. That's cool. We can say that.
Internet. I don't know.
Internet?
Or better, like, you know, because you used to have to take the special classes for it and stuff.
So
now, ever since, I don't know, improved that.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't know all the words for everything.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but yeah, because, like, when we got our first computer, it wasn't, there really wasn't internet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was just like a home computer. You played games on it and stuff like that. So, yeah, I know you like all this connectivity and stuff. And what about you?
Medical, you know, research has gone really far.
Hmm.
And they've gone a lot further with that, so.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you make assumptions about people based on their appearance?
Yes. They're often wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But you do it. I mean, I've done it.
Oh, absolutely. Clothes make the man.
I do, but I shouldn't.
I was just curious if that's something that we can grow out of or whatever.
That's just a short answer. And there's some merit to that. We don't have time to get into it, but you recognize a dangerous animal, you get first glance, you know.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's just the way people are. You know, you recognize danger, something is dressed inappropriately, you make a judgment whether it's danger related or not.
That's true. Do you make assumptions about people based on their appearance?
You don't judge a book by its cover.
No?
I'd say 50-50.
50-50? Like, what do you mean? Like, when do you not judge people by...
Like, if they have, like, a shirt that, like, has, like, I don't know, just, like, gangsta rap stuff on it, you know? I mean... Who knows, they might not even know what that means and they're just wearing a shirt. I don't know that, but I mean, you can just kind of...
But it's hard not to assume that they...
Yeah.
No. Okay. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are?
79.
For real?
No, I think I'm pretty well caught up on that. I mean, I do remember so far, but I don't know. I don't know.
How old do you feel is, I think, the question.
Is that what?
Yeah, like how old do you feel if you had amnesia and you didn't know how old you were anymore? How old do you feel?
Oh, I don't know how old I actually feel. I don't feel 78.
Hmm.
I act it, but I don't feel it.
I don't know for me either. Mostly I feel, which sounds old, I feel like, you know, 33, 32, and even that's old. How about you, Mommy?
Probably 45.
Hmm.
That's a good age. Stop it there, honey.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to have done.
How about you, Daddy?
Frame it the first way, not the second way. The amnesia thing wouldn't work for me because I feel however I was when I went to that.
You know, oh, yeah.
But 48.
48. Now, why those particular ages, 45 and 48?
I don't know. I think in a lot of ways my mind is younger than I realize. I mean, I'm older than I really think my mind is. I don't know. I just think that's a mature enough age to make hopefully good decisions, but not so old fogey.
That's a different thing. That's what you were wishing.
No, that's what I say. That's what I feel. I feel like I'm. I don't feel like I'm 64. I feel like that.
Time has flown too fast.
Yeah.
You know, 65 is a new 48.
But do y'all want to stop and get your coffee?
I wouldn't want to get to be 74 because that's when I lost my job.
Oh, you want to go back before that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I wonder, do we always feel, yours is not quite that far, but maybe 10 years younger than we really are. Because I'm 43 and I'm thinking 32, 33. She's, how much are you, 54? And you said 45.
She's 64.
64, I'm sorry.
That's what she said, isn't it?
But 54. See,
I'm getting myself confused.
You are confused. But what you'll find is your perspective on that will change as you gain age. You should have put in there, and we didn't look in a mirror.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, I know I don't look 45. I don't feel like I'm older than that.
How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? If you didn't know that you were, you know, 14, 15, 16?
12.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
Can you repeat the question?
How old do you think of yourself? How old would you be if you didn't know that what your age was?
How old are you at heart?
Okay. I'd say like a 20-year-old.
20?
Could still be like insightful or sort of smart, but you still goof off.
How about you?
I'd still estimate right around 15.
Right. Why do you think of yourself as younger?
I said 12 because a lot of the times I'm just kind of goofy. And I don't know, I'm not... a lot of the times I'm mature, but I'm just goofy. And so...
Okay.
There was temper tantrums.
Okay. What's the best part of growing older?
Retirement.
I don't really know.
What are some good parts about growing older?
Well, you know, your kids are all raised and all of them are all right, so, you know, that's one good thing.
That is a good thing. How about you, Daddy?
Well, since I retired much younger, you know, on again, off again, you know, I would like to be able to say that, but when I discover something that's good about it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Experience.
Responsibility.
And you get to, you kind of have this, you get more respect, like, I don't know.
No, that makes a lot of sense. You said it, what did you say?
It gives you a lot more responsibilities, which, I mean, opens a lot of doors, but
yeah. I don't know, it's probably, I don't know, I don't want to grow up.
Really?
No. I don't want to have to work and get a job, and I just want to stay and do crazy things, I don't know. I want to go do stuff, I don't want to have to be tied down.
I don't want to be a teenager.
You don't? No. You want to be older. You already feel older?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to be a teenager?
I don't know. I just... I'm tired of it. Like, I mean... Like, you're so close to, like, being on your own. Like, getting near the end of high school. But you're not there yet. And you still have so much to learn. And, like... I don't know. I just want to go on already.
I can understand that. Is it more important to be liked or respected?
Respected.
Respected?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is.
I think.
Yes, everybody wants to be liked. I know people that I like that I don't respect, and I wouldn't want to be that person.
So that for business and friendship?
Business and friendship, yeah. You know, it's easy to like somebody you feel superior to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way of life. And I would want somebody that I would respect in business I want to like them too. You know, I want to have them to have both of those qualities. And that's what I would aspire to, though I'm sure I fall way short of the mark, you know, on both sides of the fence, unfortunately, on the liking and the respecting.
Respected.
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 Why?
If you want people to like you, you're selling yourself out. You're not who you are. And if people respect you for you who you really are, that's just like... a whole lot better.
You can be, if you're liked, that's one thing, but people might not like care what you have to say, be like, oh, that guy's cool, but that doesn't give you, like, you might not have a say in whatever, and they might not take your say into consideration. You just, you know, do whatever they say if you have a say. I don't know.
I get what you're saying, though.
I can't explain things very well.
No, that was fine. I understand.
Bad with elaboration.
Here's a good one. How do you determine what is important to someone else?
Listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have to listen to them and get their points of view on things. And
watch how they act around in certain situations.
You don't know unless they tell you. You can make assumptions, but that's based on you, your life, your experiences, what you expected. Unless you ask, unless they tell you, you don't know.
Notice their reactions on things. If you see, like, different facial expressions, you know what they don't like and what they do like.
What about you? How do you know what somebody likes and doesn't like? What's important to them?
You ask them about it.
How do you know what you need to ask about?
Well, I guess if you want to know. Now, what do you have an answer different?
I mean, facial expressions, comments, and mood. Like, if you... I don't know. if you say something and you didn't have like a direct meaning to it, but someone took offense to it, and you didn't even know that you were offending them, that they start like crying or like get all down.
Would you do something wrong or illegal if you knew you would never get caught?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that... I think it would bother me too much.
Yet she wanted me to make an illegal U-turn today.
All right, so...
I gave her permission to do that because the light was too long. And there was nobody around.
So
I think it's dispensation that you gave her.
the fire department had already left.
And the police weren't there yet.
Yeah, right. So I thought it was all right. But when I insisted, the light finally changed.
Well. How about you guys?
What was the question?
Would you do something wrong or illegal if you knew you would never get caught?
Right now, I would say no, I have no desire to do something wrong or illegal. There's nothing I want to do that's in any of those categories.
Mommy?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not knowingly or not willingly, I don't think so.
No.
No? How come?
Like, what's the maximum crime?
Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
anything.
You know, if we're like robbing a bank and we can't get caught, you know.
Would you do it? You knew you weren't going to get caught?
I wouldn't rob a bank, no.
What would you do? What's the maximum that you would go to?
I don't know many crimes. I'm not a bad person. I don't know. I don't think I would.
Yeah, probably
wouldn't. Probably wouldn't.
Probably.
I mean, if we're talking about big money and I can't get in trouble for it, it would be a tempting offer.
But would you go through with it?
It's still a crime. You're still like... morally, I don't know. Still, like, a big crime like that, that's, like, bad.
So Ethan's the only 100% good
it
person
depends.
Here.
I don't know what else there is. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't rob a bank because I'd be too much, like, that's taking money from other people who worked for it. It's just too... No, wait. Hold on.
If it's like, something that nobody's gonna know is gone, I'd probably do it.
Like, hold on. Is it, like... If you robbed the bank and you didn't get caught, is that saying... Never mind. I don't know.
Ethan, you just wouldn't flat out no matter what?
No. Because I just... all that guilt. I don't need any more money.
If they're not going to miss it, I don't see the harm in it. Like, if you're at a restaurant and you take, like, a fork from there, they get tons of forks. What are they going to, you know... What are they going to do? They don't care.
Okay, so there's levels. It's funny because when I asked the grown-ups, the mama and pop and Aunt Mark said, no, I wouldn't do that. And then mama said, you just yesterday were trying to get me to make an illegal U-turn. You know, so we do little things. We don't, you know, we do categorize and put levels on what we will and won't do, I think. That's interesting. What makes a person beautiful?
Oh, I think their disposition. I mean, I've seen people that facial features were ugly, but they were just so good inside and it would come out and show.
Yeah, their attitude, their manner towards other people, their generosity.
Actions speak louder than words.
In a classical sense, it's their features.
Quite literally.
No, literally. I mean, everybody knows there's a standard set of features that make people beautiful. Now, they may be a nasty personality. That's not what you asked. You know, sweet disposition. I didn't get that from your question. If you're saying what makes them beautiful, they say it's in the eye of the beholder. Well, there is some subjectivity to it, but it's also a science. They can draw you a picture of something that the majority of folks would like. And that's what makes you beautiful.
What makes a person beautiful?
how
personality,
how they're willing to present themselves. If you're courageous, or for me, if you're courageous, I don't know if I can't think of the word. It's confident, confident, and like courageous and outgoing. That's for me.
If you had a chance to go back in time and change one thing, would you do it?
Yes.
Probably not, because I've learned a lot in my life. And I wouldn't want to be any dumber than I am.
I would not change anything that would mean I wouldn't have the family that I have now. I would not change anything that would damage that. But there are things that I wish I had done differently. I think everybody has those things.
Yeah, true. If you had the chance to go back in time and change one thing, would you do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would just restart.
From the very beginning?
Yeah.
Really? Just redo a whole new life?
I'd put a beating on Stalin.
Oh, you're not that old.
Would you, if you could just do your life, you could go back and change something in your life.
Something that you did that you feel like bad about or anything like that.
If it was like a history back in time question, I would go on for like 3 hours.
Well, you know what? It doesn't really say one way or the other. It just says if you could go back in time. But you're the first person who took it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Knock some sense into Stalin. Awesome.
Well, you don't
There's
know
lots
what
lots of other people to do that too.
Yeah.
You don't know the consequences of that. Maybe that was supposed to happen. No. Maybe that set course for better things.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's interesting conundrum of you don't know how it would turn out.
What would be in place of that? Something bad or equally as bad or worse?
I would assume it would probably be something better.
If you went back, this is just a separate question that I didn't ask the other people. If you went back in time and changed this one thing and your life turned out completely different. So like if I changed the one thing that I would change, my life would be totally different right now. I would probably wouldn't live where I live. Lots of things might be different. If you did that, would you miss your old life, do you think?
Some parts.
Not as much as like earlier years, no. Now probably yeah.
What are you most grateful for?
I think family.
Mm-hmm.
They're very important to me.
Life itself.
Having a family that's like responsible and cares, and like
that's what I was gonna say.
Super fortunate to just have like a house and have food and not have to worry about, I don't know, like I think very few people can say they go home to feel not so much safe, just calm.
Yeah.
And I can say that every time I come home, I'm calm and just chill and relax.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would say a loving family. Because I know a lot of people that just don't have that, like a family who genuinely cares about them and stuff. So I'm pretty happy for that.
What about you?
I agree. Family first.
Family first. Speaking of family, when you think of home, what specifically do you think of?
I think of family. I think of loved ones and someplace safe and comfortable.
Comfortable, secure.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I think of a dirty house like I got in Fredericksburg. No, I think of family.
Food.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer. When I think of home.
Next is computers and video games.
Like, what do you mean, like, when I think of home, when I'm where?
Well, like anywhere.
Like
yeah, anywhere when you think of what home means to you, no matter where you are, if you think about what does home mean to me?
A lot of stress relief. Well, it's like right now I'm thinking of bed because like we're on vacation, and so the first thing I think about when I'm like, oh, we're going home, and then I think about bed.
Like, yeah, I get to sleep in my bed again.
Yeah, like these are comfy and all, it's just, it's not mine.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, you know, when people come home from vacations and traveling and stuff like that, you hear that all the time. I just can't wait to get in my own bed, in my own bed. Interesting. When you look into the past, your past, what do you miss the most?
My mind. Youth.
Youth and your mind?
For me, discovery.
I think taking the opportunities to let people know, even though you're mean and hateful sometimes, that you really do love them. And you do appreciate them.
Like a specific, like, friend or something? Or...
Yeah, anything that you think of when I was younger, what do you miss the most about things in your past?
I think I'd have to say my uncle.
I can't honestly answer that. Because I don't know.
I'm going to say, like, 2 or 3 years ago, like, my brother was, like, a really rambunctious and, like, crazy funny and probably a lot of times vulgar person. And probably not the best part of his life. And I don't want to say, I don't want him to go back to that, but now he's all, like, quiet and doesn't talk that much. And so, kind of, I miss that. Just having that older brother that's like crazy and kind of mean sometimes. But
I'd probably go with that because me and my brother have a great relationship now, but he's not ever there. So I'd probably say actually having him around.
Is it okay to marry for money?
Sure.
That would all depend.
On what?
On the person with the money, whether he was willing to give, and whether you could use it wisely.
Without love, without needing love or wanting love?
Well, I think you would have to have some feeling for each other.
But you wouldn't be marrying for money if you had feeling for each other.
Well, I couldn't marry for money. Money can't buy you love or happiness.
I think it's okay. I don't think in most cases it's advisable. There's been a lot of other reasons to get married. There's people that for centuries have been matched, and it has worked out. You know, just like that guy I was telling you about from Kuwait,
mm-hmm.
You know, they still do arranged marriages. They don't have to, but a lot of that's arranged around money. You know, and family influence and stuff like that. They'll have more of a successful chance than they do over here because it's an easy out.
Yeah.
Now so is it okay? I would rather marry for love. However, it's going to be just as valid as any match made on Match.com. You know, you got to have a reason. If it's nice if there's an attraction. What I have heard is that people tend to grow together, even if they weren't. There's bonds other than just the emotional. Love, when most people say love, the emotion that they're talking about is a biochemical reaction. You know, it's hormones working, you know, that we translate as love. You know, it's that emotional thing. And how long does that last?
What's your real answer, Mama?
It was.
No, I mean, I don't see anything wrong if it makes everybody happy, if they understand and going in that that's what everybody knows what it's for, you know.
Is it okay to marry for money?
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, like, not, and there was no love?
You don't need love at that point.
Yeah.
You got money. Point of marriage, love.
No, the point of marriage is for women to trap the man.
I guess joking aside here, I mean...
No, it's not that day. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Marry into money and then divorce it if you don't love it.
Caleb, you're
that's
gonna
mean.
And then take all the money.
You're going to be a very, like...
Maybe I'll do something illegal. Maybe I won't.
Man,
marry for money.
Everybody just has a ton of money and nothing to do with it.
Hey, hey.
All your family
all
will
this
hate
world is
you.
Is money.
Everyone will hate you and you just have a ton of money.
My family won't hate me. My ex-wife will hate me.
Yeah.
All 62 of them.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Like hauntings and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't know whether it's ghost or what, but I do believe that there are spirits. I do. I don't.
That's
this weird. Ghost hunters thing that you see on TV. I don't know that I believe in that, but I do believe that there are spirits. There are spirits of loved ones that remain with you, whether you want to call it a ghost or not. I don't know. But yeah, I do. I believe that there are a lot of things that happen that can't be explained any other way.
Do you believe in God?
If you're asking, do I think that there's phenomena that occur that we don't fully understand? Absolutely.
Do you think it's like ghosts and the traditional idea of ghosts, that it's people that have died that haven't gone anywhere? That's their spirits remaining on Earth?
I think there's a wavelength. That's a continuum, and yes, not maybe it's the way you think, but yes, I think that there's realms and dimensions we don't understand, and within that, there's infinite possibility.
Hey, on a related note, how do you feel about like leftover energy from actual living people that's not a ghost, but it's just like energy that seems to be left over in a place?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all part of the same thing.
Absolutely.
It's just phenomena we don't understand. Maybe one day that we will.
But I saw my mama talking to her mama before she died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was looking up and she said, "Mama, isn't it so beautiful up here?"
Oh, really?
She said, "It's so beautiful." And then she just kept talking to Mama, and then all of a sudden Mama was fading, and she said, "Mama," she said, "wait for me." She said, "I'm coming."
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very long before she was gone.
Man.
So, yeah, I believe in it. She used to come turn the living room light on, too.
Who did?
My mama.
And after she died?
Mm-hmm.
She used to what?
Come and turn the living room light on. Mm-hmm. And I got, one night I went out there and checked it 3 times and it was off. When I got up in the morning, it was on.
Did you tell her to stop? Who pays this electric bill, old woman?
I was afraid to say that because she might have smacked my face.
Still your mama.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Hell.
To an extent.
Not really.
You don't believe?
No.
At all?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, how far is your extent?
Like,
no paranormal activity sort of stuff.
I don't even know what to say because, I mean, I'd like to believe it just out of...
On the other hand, it's like...
Out of, like, curiosity and... I mean, it sounds like, some stories obviously are very fake, movies and stuff, but then there's some stories that are so phenomenal to a point where you don't know whether it's God or some other force that's invisible or something.
That lamp is moving.
I do believe in aliens, though.
Well,
that's my next question.
Awesome.
Do aliens exist?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not near us, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's endless out there. Like, how can you sit there and say that there's not going to be another us?
There's, yeah, you know,
and
like...
They might not be like the green little fellas that you see on TV,
yeah.
But there's no way.
There's... There is like a planet, I forget what it's called or where it is, but there is a planet that practically replicates Earth, and it's exactly like it and has oxygen and everything like that.
That they've seen?
Yeah, they've seen a planet that has the same kind of conditions as we do.
A ton of them.
They found a bug on one planet a while back. Yeah. They found an unknown species alien type bug.
Where are y'all getting this information?
Foxnews.com.
Yeah. No. Space Republicans.
I can't remember. There is a planet that replicates Earth. Exactly.
It was like a few years ago that I read that.
Oh, really?
Like
four of them. Yeah, there probably is a ton of them, actually. But, you know, there's one that they like.
Universe after universe after universe after it never ends.
Yeah.
All right. Do aliens exist?
I don't know any other than ET.
Well, mathematically, probably, yes. And you're saying that we're going to see some? I wouldn't count on it real quick.
No.
That's what I think, too. I'm thinking that it would be ages
probably
and ages.
Probable that there's not another life form somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, the universe is so big.
Either similar to or more highly evolved than we are.
What one thing have you not done that you really want to?
One thing that we haven't done?
Mm-hmm. One thing that you have not done that you really want to.
Live a fulfilled life.
Fully fulfilled?
Fully actuated. Much as you said.
Yeah, me too.
Live up to potential, to have a challenge, there's so many things. I can give you a list as long as your questions.
Wow.
You know, not eat so much. Exercise more. Get a faster horse, a meaner dog.
How about you, ladies? Anything specific?
Too many things.
Well, I can't really think of anything in particular right off the bat.
Really?
No. I mean, I think I've done a lot in my life. Maybe I could try harder to be a better person. Other than that, I don't know.
It's very similar to the if you couldn't get hurt question.
Probably fight in a shark.
Fighting a shark?
No, that's not it. You said the hurt question, and I remembered that's another thing I would want to do. Oh, parachute.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to do that, of course, but I would like to do it now, and I can't.
What about you, fellas?
My dream for when I retire is I want to get a sailboat and sail around the Mediterranean.
So
I guess that.
Nice. How about you?
Go to, every historical important place on the planet. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Like the whole planet.
Seeing Greece.
History happens everywhere.
India, Taj Mahal. Oh, I'm talking
world scale things.
Oh, yeah, everything's history. Like, this is history right now, but
we're making history.
Yeah. And
well, you're already here, so this is kind of checked off.
Oh, okay. And
reach your wedding
to Daytona.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just so many places that I want to see.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I don't even think I'd probably be able to see them all.
When you're 90 years old, what do you think will matter most to you?
Depends.
What did he
say? He said depends. Oh, my goodness.
Repeat the question.
When you're 90 years old, what do you think will matter most to you?
I don't think I'm going to live to be 90, so I don't have to be concerned with that.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean,
truthfully, it's going to be health.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
Did you say 90?
90.
Will I even live to that?
I don't want to be that old.
Yeah.
Really?
That's no, people are going to live for a lot longer.
That's all old people think about, right?
I'd
politics?
Have a conscience at that
point. Probably a whole bunch of women.
Yeah. Being the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner status. Probably women. I'm not honestly going to lie. I don't know. There's nothing else you can worry about then.
Nothing else?
I don't know. I'm like hanging out with my grandparents, and all I hear about is politics.
Oh, that's true.
And they're like 80, and I'm like, oh,
I don't
want to
hear that from mine.
It just goes on and on and on.
Probably.
I assume by the time I'm 90, or probably even like 70 or 80, I'd already...
He'll be thinking
just,
about when he's gonna die.
Yeah, but I just be,
off.
I just
when
be
is it
done and retired in some beach somewhere, just waiting to
beach.
Rot away.
If you could live forever, would you want to?
Yes.
Would you?
Really?
I don't think I would.
If you had your
because it wasn't
mental
meant
capacity.
To be like that.
Hmm.
You know, if you had your mental capacity and physical health.
And who's to say that we don't? I don't get the question.
I mean, in this carnation, or in this body, in this life.
No. Given the choice of another carnation, new discovery, new excitement, or continuing this in a deteriorating state, yes.
Well, this is the thing. I'm assuming in that question that you don't deteriorate, that you it's eternal health, you know?
Yeah, then yes.
Really? You would want to just keep going and going?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you get bored and...
No, I don't think there's enough... There's...
Enough stuff to do. If you have your mind and your mental capabilities, there's enough stuff to learn and do and...
That
for...
You don't get bored. I wouldn't get bored.
She got books she ain't read.
Yeah, tons of them. And new ones are writing every day.
But
I mean,
you wouldn't do it?
The opportunity to see
what?
Your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren.
What, live and die?
No.
Well, no, they live forever too.
No, no, it's you.
Oh.
Oh, and everything's continuing on? Yes. Now there's new discovery. There's new stuff coming. Yes, 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 any way you frame it. And you?
No, I would not. And I think a big part of that is my personality, because I haven't done enough as much as I can with this life I've got
well,
right now.
Well, then that gives you that much opportunity to do it.
Well, I would need a lot of opportunity because I am, you know, a drag your feet kind of person.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Maybe
well,
might change.
Maybe.
You might learn other skills.
Well, I just feel like I've been so blessed that I'm living on borrowed time now.
Really?
Yes, I do.
If you could live forever, would you want to?
No. No, that's an easy question.
Would you become incredibly old, or would you stay asleep?
No, let's say you got to like a certain age of adulthood, and then you just didn't age after that. Now, everybody else does, but you don't.
No. Watching everybody that you love just go and go and go and constantly go and constantly watching everybody else that you meet go wouldn't be good at all. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. What about you?
This is a hard one to answer because just the thought of immortality, it would just be like, oh, it sounds great, you know, but then Peyton's point is correct on seeing everyone you love go away.
No.
I would like to like see the future, but just not be there.
No.
That's what I would.
Yeah, me too. I actually don't necessarily want to experience living in the future. I'm just curious about what it's going to look like. Because I'm comfortable living in the now. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess now it's going to be really crappy.
Are there take-backsies?
Well, yeah, you can take back.
Like, if you're like, oh, I want to live forever, and then you're like, later... And then later when you're like 3,000 years old, the way I don't want to do this anymore, this is boring. I've done everything that you can possibly do.
Well, so that was my question too, is wouldn't you be bored at a certain point?
Right. I'm just saying, could you take that back? Could you be like, I don't want to live anymore. Take
sure, yeah, if you could, you know, you could, if that was a contingency for you, that when I was done, when you were done, you could be done.
Yeah, like,
I'd experience every single religion,
when, you know.
And then I would experience... I'd experience everything if I did, but I would not want that.
What was your answer?
No.
No? And why do you not want to live forever?
I mean, it's mostly based off the point that Peyton made about how, like, you have to watch everybody die in front of you, pretty much. Mm. As you just sat around.
All right. Very good, you guys. That's it.
That's it? Wow.
That's it.
Bye.
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 See ya, suckers.
All at the same time. Bye. You're supposed to say bye at the same time.
Oh, bye. Darn. Oh, bye. I missed it.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Peter Zane.
My thanks to the vacationers. Thanks for taking time away from the beach to answer all those questions for me. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, you can subscribe on iTunes or on the Stitcher app or visit peopleialmostknow.com.
Take that out of the interview, please. I wouldn't want my children to hear it.
Edit that out. Well, there was that question about the threesome.
Oh, my God.
No.
Edit that out.